Monday night or L'chos Ches Rat. Halachim Chavis Halavis. Yeah, so the night going to be a halacha psuka yait. What I decided to do starting yesterday is go over the extremely complex enim of, you know, two Purims, one Purim, no Purims, ben ir shalach l'krach, ben krach l'alach l'ir, go over its fundamental principles. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah says that he can't come out of this with a clear halacha psuka. Very, really, very strange lesson. He doesn't say, I don't know anywhere else where he says such a thing. So we're going to take it step by step. Each night, we'll take it as a different step, and then we'll see different scenarios and what the din would be. We'll, we'll throw out cases, and we'll see what happens. And, okay, so yesterday we talked about the Machlekes Rashi and Ra. First of all, the first Yesod is Purim celebrated on 2 days, unlike other Yom Tovim. Two possible days, different parts of Klal Yisrael. Ramban and Ran in Megillah talk about that at length, the anomaly of that. They happen to have a fascinating machlokes about the historical facts of certain historical fact of the Purim period in Jewish history. And based on that, they have different biurim on, you know, why it proves is a different day than a mukaf. It's interesting reading. It's like chidushim. It's about historical facts. Okay, that's one. And another one is that although in Kol HaTorah Kula, in other areas of the Torah, it depends on where you live the whole year. And if you go somewhere temporarily, that doesn't count. But on Purim, it does count. And your hukba for where you are temporarily. In the Gemara's Lashon, it's Pruz Ben Yomo, is Mikri Pruz, and Mukuf Ben Yomo, Mikri Mukuf. Okay, now which day are we talking about? So we're going to start now, from now on, talking just about Rashi Shita, not the Rosh Shita, which we mentioned last night. We're talking about Rashi Shita, that to be a Pruz Ben Yomo, we're going to deal with Yom Yudalid, and to be a Mukuf Ben Yomo, we deal with Yom Tezvav, where you are on Tezvav. The Rosh does not hold like that. The Rosh holds it's always totally in where you are on Yudalid. But Rashi Shita is, to be a Pruz Ben Yomo, you're going to be in a Pruz the morning of Yudalid. We'll see, everything has qualifications. But everything's totally in the morning. Alos HaShachar, I'm sorry. Alos HaShachar. And according to Rashi, you will be a Pruz Ben Yomo if you're in a Pruz at Netzach Hama of Yudalid, and you'll be a Mukuf Ben Yomo if you're in a Mukuf Homa at Alos HaShachar of Yom Tezvov. That's Rashi Shita, and that's what we're going to go with. Obviously, according to Rashi Shita, this opens up the possibility of 2 days Purim. According to the Rosh, you won't have 2 days Purim because it's all totally on where you are in your Dalit. But here, now we have the possibility of 2 days of Purim. Okay, now, today we go to the next lot. That it really isn't totally in where you are, except maybe it is. It's always wheels within wheels, it gets complicated. But the next lot is the importance of where you have in mind to be. The next lab, as Kilo was saying, it's not really totally in where you are, but there's going to be an except. But it's very important where you plan on being. If you plan on being in a Pruz at Alos HaShachar of Yudalid, and if you plan on being in a Mukuf Choma at Alos HaShachar of Tezvav. Now, when is this plan of yours? This is the Machlekes, Mishnah Berurah, and Chazon Ish. When the plan is koveya, if you're Mukuf Choma or not. But remember, there will be more Shlovim to come. According to the Mishnah Berurah, when you go, you're going somewhere. The Mukuf is going to the ear, and the Beir is going to the Mukuf. Bishas Nesiyoso. When you're going, what's your plan? Is your plan to be in an ear on Yudalid or in a krach on Tezvav, or maybe both? We'll see about that. According to the Chazon Ish, it's what your plan is, betchilas leil yudalid, and betchilas leil tezvav. Where you plan on being at Alos HaShachar of Yudalid and at Alos HaShachar of Tezvav, but when do you have this plan? When is the Machshava Koveya? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shas Nesiyah, when you're going there, and according to the Chazon Ish, everything is totally in when it becomes nightfall of that day. Now, so when a baby step, but it's really a giant step. Okay, so now you traveled, and until you were Koveya, the day, if you're a Priz Ben Yomo or a Mukav Ben Yomo, based on his Machshava to be there, right? So now, can you be Oiker that? You changed your mind. So according to the, so you can't change your mind, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, you could, if you bepoy a leave before Alois HaShachar. In other words, I'm traveling from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, and we're going to talk about, let's say, a person who lives in Beit Shemesh. So he's going to Yerushalayim. So when he leaves Beit Shemesh, when he starts his Nesiyah, he plans on being in Yerushalayim the morning of Tezvav, Alos HaShachar of Tezvav. And according to the Chazon Ish, it depends where he plans on being at Alos HaShachar the night before. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, when he gets on the bus to go to Yerushalayim, he might get on the bus 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yudalid. So that's Koiveya. According to Chazon Ish, it's not Hukpa till the night. But let's say he leaves Yerushalayim before Alos HaShachar. He leaves, he changes his mind. But he doesn't just change his mind, he does a pu'ula. He does a maisa. He leaves Yerushalayim. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he was Oiker, and he's not going to be a Mukuf, because he was Oiker, his Machshava, to be in Yerushalayim the morning of Tezvav. He was Oiker it through Maisa. And according to the Chazon Ish, he cannot be Oiker. The Machshava that was Kaiveya, if he's a Prus Ben Yomo or Mukuf Ben Yomo, cannot be Ne'akar, even through a Maisa. Okay, we'll take it slowly, and then we'll have case stories, whatever it's called, and we'll take it from there. If you're lucky and you get a prize, you'll end up with this Valdica chart, which you could see every little step, where you are, what you plan on being, Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Ish, Rashi, Rosh, everything. So you don't have to drink wine to get all completely dizzy. Okay, we're learning Nacharis HaLovis, and we're learning Shai Yichad HaMaisa Perakei, and he's dealing with doing things b'tzina, which he lauds throughout the Sefer, but sometimes it's a problem. And he says, if you're going to do the mitzvah with less shleimus, because you're going to do it privately, let's say you're not going to daven with a minyan. You daven gevaldig, and people are inspired by you davening, but they see you daven great, and you know, you'll get honor, maybe in COVID, and you say you want to daven at home, but you're going to daven without a minyan if you daven at home. So that's terrible. That's not an excuse. So you just have to do your best to not do it, to ignore the fact that people will respect you for the way you're doing the mitzvahs. Let's say you're going to learn at home instead of in shul. Again, I'm not even going into another angle, which I never found in all Chavis of others he deals with, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong, though. That being a role model for others. But Stavazoi, if you'll learn with less asmada at home, the phone's going to ring, your wife's going to ask you to take out the garbage or whatever, and or you'll just learn less time because you're at home, and that's maybe natural. So then, yeah, don't worry that people are going to see what you're doing and give you cover. That's a big yisod that he puts down. But then he says, and you just have to do your best not to care that people are giving you cover, and not to care that people are praising you because of it, and people are holding you. You just have to try your best to not be influenced by that. But don't listen to the Yetzer Hara and do things but sinner, which, if not for this factor, is laudable. And Chazal says it many times throughout the Sefer, to do things but sinner. So what he's saying now is not if it'll lead you to less shleimus in doing the mitzvah. So just do it in public and do your best to, you know, to not care or not take pleasure from it. I now heard from Rabbi Gamliel, you have to make sure you don't have any pleasure in what's being given to you. Then he says something very fast, very interesting, very cute, really cute. I don't feel allowed to say that, but I said it already, so it's too late. If you do something special, good, and people know about it, the Tirsa Lamor al-Birur Kavanoscha, and you want to, he gives you a test. How do you know if you're doing it Lishma, or you're doing it because people know about it, and they're going to give you honor and praise? B'chol nafshcha bo b'shnei ponim. So this is, you have to ask yourself two questions. Now, this takes introspection. And I've said like at least 1,000 times, if you don't have the koyach of introspection, then you really can't get started. And introspection means, I think the best working definition that I'm aware of, is you look at yourself as if you're someone else. With the same, you can look at yourself objectively, and you could see things and determine as if you're someone else. Like, rip out the negius and look at yourself with an honest eye. I think, I don't know if that's the definition of the dictionary of introspection, but that's what we're looking for. And it's very hard. But you can't get started without introspection. I don't think in any Musa Sefer you can get started without introspection. Because you can learn the whole Shari Shuvah, the whole Masil Sharm, the whole Chavis HaLavas, and be the same person you were before you started learning it, if you don't like reflect upon what you've learned, and you don't have any kind of introspection where you're holding, and how do you relate to the things you learned, and it can be done to just be oblivious to it. So that's called introspection, and you have to develop that koach, and you have to train you have to teach your children to be introspective. It's not easy, especially if you have a smartphone. It's certainly not easy. B'chol nafshecha bo b'shnei ponim. Give yourself two tests. Echad mehem sh'teid ma'ato mekaveh b'maisa hu min ha'gemul, hu m'miyato mekaveh also. Who do you want to be pleased with what you're doing? Imin ha'elokim, if you say, I want Hashem to be pleased with what I'm doing. Hu shalom. You're good. You're good. V'mizu also, and if you're, again, you have to be introspective. You say, what do I expect to get out of this? Oh, people are gonna, I'm gonna get a good shidduch, or my kids are gonna get into school, or people are gonna hold of me, people are gonna praise me, or people are gonna like me, people are gonna want to be my friend, I'm in my social standing. Then ain't a shalim. So who are you looking towards to give you for feedback? We expect, if you expect feedback from Hashem, good. Expect feedback from people, dislike. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. It's getting late already. Oh.